looking in the locked gates of Chateau Margaux at 4 minutes past six on a Saturday afternoon. I can see this beautiful sandstone locked up building with the four Doric pillars, sunlight in the roof, nice little box, nice little hedge down each side. Propriété privée, défense d'entrée. Anyway, it's all locked up. There's a beautiful little driveway, short driveway of plane trees, I think, leading in here. And little pineapple trees, palm trees or something like that, sticking out on either side. But it's all done in beautiful yellow, light ochre perhaps, colours, all low-level stuff. I would say, Mexican. Here's a tractor. Looks like a John Deere. Let's see what kind of tractors they use in Chateau Margaux. This feels like I'm walking around the back. There are cobblestoned pavings here. And it is indeed a green John Deere with yellow. Oh, this is around the back with yellow wheels and a digger, if you like, on the end of it. Probably more sophisticated than a digger, but around the back I see pallets. And the pallets have got stamped on the side of them. They've got Chateau Margaux. So, let's have a closer look at the pallets. No, they're not pallets. They are plastic, green plastic containers. They look like they'd be the kind of thing you'd put grapes into. Out the back here they have an orange tractor as well. This place is completely deserted. There are ancient tiled roofs. Orange, yellow, brown. Very harmoniously. The whole place is as if it was done in made by a painter. There are flowers outside each of the outhouses. The vernacular buildings are all... Well, let's have a look inside and see what we can see in here. Oh, I see Fluid au Soufre. Fluidosoifre. Place looks full of chemicals, to be honest. I don't want to imply mildew. Mildiou. I have no idea what I'm looking at. And I don't want Chateau Margaux to sue me for implying that they use chemicals in their wine, because after all, this is one of the number one wine places in the whole of France, if not in the world. But it's gorgeous in an evening sun, long shadows stretching out. Let's look in another window and just get a better idea of what might be inside. This window is all dark. Something goes on in there, but you can't see. There's nobody around. Everybody's obviously gone off for the weekend. There's a little office here. It looks like as if... Oh, the office is open. Right. In here I can see this is a gardener's area. Yeah. They've got some topsoil here. They've got little kind of things you'd use. Oh, pots. Pots that you'd plant flowers in. We've got a shovel. We've got something for cutting branches off trees. Right, I see a few bicycles littered around the place as well. And this is real behind the scenes. I'm unable to bring you any information about the wine whatsoever or about the chateau, but I am able to walk around the yard quite peacefully in the evening. Somebody else drove up in a car a minute ago and is walking around as well. So it's just a very pleasant place. I know, it's New Mexico. It really does feel like how I imagine New Mexico to be. And the fact that it's deserted makes it even more exotic. Looking in the window here now into a room, I see cases, wooden cases, the kind that you'd put a dozen bottles of wine into, and a few fridges and a few benches, the kind you'd have in a monastery. Let's see what you can see in the next window here. Looking in this window here, I see pallets. They really do. No, they're not pallets. Yes, I do. Yes, they're wooden pallets. Now, the boxes have got Chateau Margaux, Grand Vin, And they've got a year on them, I think. Very hard to see in here. It looks like this is the industrial area of the vineyard. Got one more opportunity here to look in a window. But this is all closed up, so you wouldn't know what's inside there. If I knew more about the plants, I could tell you that there are some very nice green and white flowers. Oh, my son is calling me. Okay, time to go. Time to go, that's it. That's all I can tell you. Long avenues, grand trees, lovely sunlight, and really big wide open spaces. A real pleasant place to have an afternoon or an early evening walk.